Australia's big insurance companies are promising to change their policies on landlord insurance after consumer groups and the ABC exposed the problem earlier this year. It's being hailed as a win for consumers, but advocates want new laws to protect renters. National Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge has the story.
Lauren Arnett and her partner Luke Serikoski survived the stress of a fire in the kitchen of their rental property in the western Victorian town of Horsham last year. Months later, they received a damage bill for $78,000 from their landlord's insurer.
Having that bill hanging over your head, it's almost like there's dread, this immediate sense of kind of like, are we going to be okay? I feel like financially, we're in danger right now.
Soon after they shared their story with the ABC in September, the insurer, GIO, dropped the claim. Consumer groups had been increasingly worried about similar cases, and now their intense lobbying and media exposure have prompted wider reforms. Erin Turner from the Consumer Group Choice says major insurers have committed to never billing tenants for accidental damage to property.
This is a huge win for consumers, particularly people who are less likely to have a spare $78,000 in the bank. This is going to stop some of the most harmful practices we saw, where people were receiving bills. We saw them as high as $300,000.
The Insurance Council of Australia says it acknowledges the work of Choice and the community legal service West Justice. It says residential landlord insurers have been responsive to feedback, and many insurers have responded by adjusting their practices and procedures. Erin Turner wants tenants to be aware of the change.
If you're facing a large bill at the moment, if a landlord insurer is asking you to pay something, remind them of the commitment they've made. And it comes down to fairness. You shouldn't be paying for an accident. That's what insurance is for. An insurer should be paying that.
Lauren and Luke are now homeowners, but they have fresh memories of renting. Luke says their case highlights the power imbalance renters can face.
The law is insanely grey in this area and undefined. And so with the greyness, your rights aren't clear. It hopefully will stop anyone from being in the same situation as we were in the future.
West Justice Legal Director Matthew Martin says the next step is legislative change.
It would be ideal if the protection were legislated in the Insurance Contracts Act so that renters were treated as third-party beneficiaries under the landlord insurance policy, as I said, like they are in New Zealand under the New Zealand legislation.
He says legislation would provide the ultimate protection for renters.
The ABC's National Consumer Affairs reporter, Amy Bainbridge, there.